This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Welcome back to our series about Superfast Business Live 11. A little recap. We are going to do the rapid fire round now.
Yeah, this is sort of like, let's just clean it up. Let's cover everything else that was talked about at the event. Yeah. Bring
and
it to a close.
Mostly because the surf is so damn good today.
I mean, really,
we'd have to show you a screenshot, but it is...
Well, I got that drone footage from Moriarty that we could put in here.
I've got it too. It's glassy, it's 3 foot, it is amazing. So, rapid fire round, you ready?
I'm ready, let's do it.
Content marketing from Darren Rouse. You got to know your readers.
Phenomenal session.
Great presentation. The whole point was change your reader. That should be a mission with your content marketing. Change, like with this content, we hope that between the beginning of this series and now, you've got some good ideas to be inspired.
He had a graph. A, B, where are they now? Where do you want them to go? How are you taking them there? And I think it's the same thing with when you're writing sales copy for a product. What is the pain they're feeling now, and how does your product solve that? What are the ownership benefits? How are they going to be different once they've consumed or purchased that product?
Yeah, and he mostly highlighted the fact that we can go deeper with our content and we should polish and enrich our content. So we put embeds, we edit more, we think about which angles we're taking. We use
idea phase.
Yeah, we inform phase. People, we inspire people, we interact with people more. So you gave a like laundry list. You've got to see this replay.
It's in the Superfast Business
Membership. It's in Superfast Business Membership.
Good points on content creation if you're struggling with it. Don't try to do it all at once. Come up with your ideas in one session. Then start the creation and create content in another session. Then go back and edit in a third session.
So exactly. And Chris Dufay, he talked about message to market match and shoot, move, communicate. Just shoot, get out there, then move and see where you're at. And then communicate, so feedback.
Ready, just, fire, yeah, aim, kind of.
Exactly like that. And he said let people apply instead of just be able to buy. And he talked about getting them on the phone. I will say that
if you have any kind of service that you're selling, getting the lead instead of offering it for sale always does better for us. We get the lead, we talk to people via on the phone.
It's the only way people join Silver Circle. They have to apply. And now Superfast Business is on a membership waiting list, so people can apply. Then we went on to Greg Merrilees, and he basically said, listen, you don't make your own wedding cake. Stop trying to make your own website because it's crappy.
If you're doing your own design, I mean, just...
The new Superfast Business design is designed by Greg, and Silver Circle's designed by Greg.
I'll say about Greg, just a quick aside, this guy was not, like, you know, famous within the industry. He reached out to us. He forced us into using him. He just sent us free designs.
He was so relentlessly persistent, and he's a damn talented designer.
He's amazing.
Which is the thing that really got us.
For sure.
So anyway.
We didn't like the first one.
But
he sent us another one.
And he didn't design the first one. Someone in the team did. So anyway, he said, check out your heat maps, look at your analytics, and he gave a great presentation on what makes good design after doing some of the best. Then we had Pete Moriarty talking about own the race course, like get your content out there, give people a product chooser so they can find the right product quickly if you've got multiple products.
Sort of a choose your own adventure, wizardification is what I call it, right? Like, you know, I have a small dog. Okay, here are the products for small dogs. Like let people sort of tell you who they are and then offer products based on that.
Exactly, and he said hire two people to do each role so you've got some redundancy built
in. I wonder where that came from.
Well, it was really a case study on the things I taught him. And turn off your distractions. When I first spoke to him about coming on board, there was all these things going off in the background. I'm like, what is that? He goes, oh, it's my phone. I'm going to turn that off. That's the first instruction. And then you spoke about stuff, how you made like $1.5 million or something in a month. I don't think people were that interested. But you also reiterated every successful enterprise starts with one successful
this
offer.
This has really been my experience in business from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get one thing working.
It's like my first product. My first 100,000 was from one affiliate offer for this software that only works on a Windows computer.
And people try to do a whole bunch of stuff, and they never actually really get one thing tuned. It's like, just forget all that crap and just get one thing actually working because it makes everything else so much easier.
And once you do, then you scale up and
it gives you money to invest into other things. I mean, it's really
and you invest in the big four, which are?
I do. Google, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. If you're buying advertising, one of those four is going to be where you're going to be
and
buying
the biggest mistake when they buy that traffic?
Yeah, what is the biggest mistake? Targeting too broadly on my slides.
And what would you say are really good elements of an ad?
So with our ads, we always have text overlaying the image. We cartoonize our image, which kind of like essentially making the images stand out. So we just turn them into cartoons. We use people's faces. We find that pretty much every ad that we run that has a person's face on it gets a better click-through rate and is still congruent to the landing page. And one thing that you want to remember about your advertising is that your ad image and your ad creative only has two goals. And one is to sell the click, get people to actually engage with it, click on it, and also to frame the landing page. So it's got to be congruent with the landing page they're going to.
And you shared this amazing thing, which you call the Dipsy Doodle and the Don Dalaba.
That's right.
Which people are taking a lot of screenshots of that.
You know, I did not create this model.
No, okay? but it's a great way that you represented it. It's easy to follow.
Here's what it is. Fundamentally, it is creating a piece of content that is either a case study or that relates to the problem that your product solves. So it engages someone in a conversation. It's essentially own the race course except for with one piece of content. It relates to a problem that your product solves, and then it alludes to a solution, which is your product. So it's I advertise content, and that content transitions people into a pitch for my product.
So it wasn't basically ad to sales page. It's putting people through content marketing, helping them solve it. Basically all the stuff that's good, but and it even helps with
into
your,
one core
your SEO even works yeah. well for that. And you're a big fan of the exit opt-ins.
I use exit intent. So I send people to a landing page. If they try to leave, I pop up an opt-in offer related to that landing page. And it's not an exit pop-up where it opens a new browser. It actually opens up within the actual window, so it's not like against the rules.
And it makes a lot of sales. And we actually put a link to that inside our Superfast Business membership there.
Get in there. Get on the wait list for it.
Yeah.
It's your membership.
Yeah, and I think something you do that's really powerful is you ask your customers to send video testimonials.
I actually incentivize everyone who buys from me to give me a video review. I say, hey, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to my store. If you pop open your iPhone, I tell them exactly what to do, hold it out, show our product, say our product's name. Like I give them the instructions on how to do this, send us an email, we'll give you $10.
And you still bump your sales cart by offering another offer straight after purchase.
We do post-purchase one-click upsells.
Right, and you send a bunch of emails after that.
We've got a good solid post-purchase automation sequence. And one thing that you want to make sure about the email sequence that you're sending to a customer after they buy is it's designed to educate them, to get them excited about the product, but also to get you conversion assets. Get people to take a selfie of themselves smiling. Put it on your landing page. Like, use the post-purchase sequence to get people to give you reviews, selfies, videos, things that you can use from a conversion standpoint.
Now, what would be an advanced tip?
Don't be an asshole, you know? I have this joke that I like to tell. I had this advanced tip, don't be an asshole. And it's like, a lot of people think that the way to lead is to be strict and to be mean and to like sort of just be a douche. And it's
push
like,
marketing.
Yeah, it's not the way to do it. A good leader is a good follower, right? You figure out what people want. You set people up to win, and you just be cool, man. You don't have to like be a hard ass to win.
So next up, we had Seth, and this was like total change of pace.
Yeah, he was very, very emotionally. The guy can emote really effectively.
He can emote. Well, he has a very. It was actually in the feedback. It was called like a preacher style, which in Australia, which is the most. Or the least religious type country you can have, it's not the same as the North American market. So it was really like, whoa, what's this? But the thing is, he was talking about stuff that people need to hear. He was one of the most popular and also the least popular presentation.
Polarize.
He is the polarizer. And I would say that's got like the tax man effect or the dentist effect or the accountant effect.
These like are stuff that's hard to
We don't want to do it. We don't look forward to going and getting our teeth cleaned, but we have to do it. And he said, what if I am awesome? What if we thought about ourselves as awesome? That's confronting for people. And he also confronted them, hey, the first light on in the morning is your iPhone, and so is the last light off. And a lot of people are living that lifestyle. And he just talked about the idea of how people perceive everything to be difficult, but you can actually change in an instant. He actually said later in a comment on my blog post, it's like putting on a new t-shirt. If you want to be different from right now, you can change in an instant by just choosing. That was the message.
One of the good analogies was like how when you're taking off on an airplane and kind of got that turbulence as you're getting up, and a lot of people just kind of stay there. But once you break through that.
So that's why some people might say they hate flying and some people say they love it. It's quite a polarizing experience.
Yeah.
And the best thing is he basically said that as entrepreneurs, we don't have to feel guilty or whatever about what we do. It's just what we do. So on that note, we'll leave this episode.
That's what I do. Seth Ellsworth.
We have one more episode coming up.
This is one of my new gestures somehow. I don't know where it came from, but it's a... All right. And Carrie, who's filming this, my wife, wants us to wrap it up. So, James, super fast business. We'll do one more.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.